Good morning, and welcome to the Dispensational Bible Church, where we study the whole Bible, the Bible's own way. And we've been having some exciting news and preaching the Word of God, rightly divided, no matter where you're at. And I do appreciate the people that's been tuning in. Last week was at a campground, and I forgot to mention that last week was Wife's Appreciation Day. So, you know, I do appreciate my wife. I'm sure many of you husbands appreciate your wives also. But, you know, we can always appreciate our wives. Ain't that right, guys? But anyway, I just want to say hello to everybody and thank you for tuning in and watching us as we continue our lesson in the book of Daniel. A few things I want to share. A prayer request. I talked with Walt and Barb last Friday, and they seem so happy and joyful on some things, and kind of sad that we can't get together on a normal basis, but I encouraged them if they can come down, they can come down here where we're at in Cambridge, Ohio, but still with the situations that's going on, you make the good choices of where you're when you're out and about. We need to keep our elderly and our sick elderly. And the one that hasn't, the people that hasn't been back to the job site yet, and all, and keep our government in thought and prayer, whether it's local, whether it's statewide, or where it's countrywide, that they need our prayers too. We can get into back and forth political things, but there's also a spiritual battle going on out there. And I think that's where we really need to find out who we are in Christ Jesus before we make any decisions based on anything that a man could tell you. And many of you know what I'm talking about that way. So let's keep them in thought and prayer. Keep this ministry in your thought and prayer. I got some exciting news. We are targeting an area, a 50-mile radius of Cambridge, Ohio, and with the help of Grace School of the Bible, we're going to mail out about 200 flyers in this area, and this is what the flyer looks like, and I'll post it on the website later on. But thanks to Rhonda Williams, she put this together, and it's really nice two-page color flyer, and it will be coming in the mail and also on the website about a church coming to Southeast Ohio. With that being said, I was just reminding my wife in a couple weeks is our Founders Day, where we found a church in October 5th or 2nd, 5th, 6th, somewhere around that area. And so just keep that in thought and prayer that what a new beginning. 15 years we was in the Canton, Massillon area, and we've seen a lot of fruit there. We've seen a lot of people come through the doors, and hopefully they left with the knowledge and wisdom that God has for them and in the dispensation of the grace of God. So we need to keep that in thought and prayer, keep our internet ministry in thought and prayer. Kind of seems strange standing up here because we've been gone for 3 weeks, you know, but we have had a message each week. But keep our brothers and sisters who rightly divide the word of truth in thought and prayer also. Let's go into word prayer. Father, once again, we thank you for the day. We thank you for the things you've given us. We ask as we think about our prayer requests, think about the lesson, think about the things that's on our heart and mind, you tell us to make all things known unto you, and in doing so, it gives us peace. And what a God of creation that you are, that you just, you know, we can just talk to you just like our dad or our mom, and we thank you for that. We thank you for the Word of God that we have in our possession today, without errant, without error, and perfect for the English-speaking language, commonly known as King James Bible, and we thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to sing a song this morning, and it's one of our favorite songs here. I don't want to say it's our theme song, but yet it is our theme song. So, you may like it. You might as well get used to it because we play it quite a bit. So, anyway. God satisfied with a work of our Savior. He gave his life blood on cruel Calvary, and I trusted him. He saved me completely, and now I'm longing my Savior to see. And I know I'm seated in heavenly places. All spiritual blessings have been given to me. I am an ambassador for my heavenly Father to show a lost world how they can be free. Number two, oh, what a thrill, friend, to know my Creator was thinking about me in eternity past. He made a promise, and through a special apostle, revealed a mystery never known in the past. And I know I'm seated in heavenly places. All spiritual blessings have been given to me. I am an ambassador for a heavenly Father to tell a lost world how they can be free. Number three, when I will see Christ descending from heaven, he'll secretly catch me away to be in the air. And oh, what a joy just to be with my Savior, that I may serve him eternally there. And I know I'm seated in heavenly places. All spiritual blessings have been given to me. And I am an ambassador for my heavenly Father to tell a lost world how they can be free. Amen. Amen. If you have your Bible, go to Daniel chapter 12. Daniel chapter 12. This is the last chapter in the book of Daniel, and I hope I'm coming in okay. And we're in lesson 73. As I was looking back over our notes, we started the book of Daniel December the 2nd, 2018. Wow, right? You know, you probably say, you guys take too long through the Bible. No, we study the Bible, the whole Bible, the Bible's own way. We take our time. I always tell people, well, until the rapture takes place, until we get called out of here, if you will, we're going to be here studying the Word of God. So we are in chapter 12, and as I read down through the chapter, there's only 13 verses in the chapter, and we may finish this today, guys. Yeah, you know, but this is lesson 73, so let's start with verse 1. Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to be shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise will shine as the brightness in the firmament, and they that turn away to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, verse 4, but thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end, even shall run to and fro, and the knowledge shall be increased. We left off there last week at that verse there, and we're going to be working down through the verses, so I'm not going to read them all right now. But when he says, verse 4, but thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Now, that is the reason why we can't get everything that Daniel's talking about over here. You know, at the time we're looking at Daniel. And he shuts it up until the people that it refers to show up, and then they are be wise, and he gives them the wisdom, and they can get it. Okay? And it says, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. When those people show up, the prophetic knowledge will increase, and they will know what is going on. Now, keep this in mind for a minute. We're going to look at some words in here, shut and to thee and many. We're going to break them down for a second. But what Daniel's saying, and we looked at this before, there are going to be some Bible believers over here in this time where Daniel is looking. Daniel's way over here in times past, and he's looking at this time period over here, which he didn't know about the dispensation of grace. Okay, this dispensation of grace, guys, is not revealed until the Apostle Paul. But what Daniel's talking about and referring to is this time period of right here, this tribulation, times of Jacob trouble. It's going to be so bad for them that it's never had ever been a time, as you just read. So, but when these people over here, when I say these people, I mean the believing remnant of Israel. They're going to be a group of people out of Israel that's going to take their Bible and understand the times that Daniel's talking about. Okay? Much like we can understand the times what God is doing today. I said this once, I said it 50 times in the last 2 or 3 months. Well, ever since Chinese virus hit this. We are not in the tribulation period, people. Okay, we're not in this time period right here where this wrath is going to pour out on the world unlike you ever seen before. A virus is not nothing compared to what's going to happen here, okay? You with me? So just clear your mind, clear your thoughts, get in the Word of God, rightly divide it, and understand where you're at today, and you may be able to help people come out of some things out there. I didn't mean to be ugly. I'm just being truthful. You know, I'm sorry, it just upsets my inner man that people claim to be Bible believers, but yet they don't want to believe their Bible. Is that strange? No. That's reality. But look, the word shut. In Revelations, in Daniel chapter 8, verse 26, shut. He says, but thou, O Daniel, shut up the words. Daniel chapter 8, 26 says, and the vision of the evening and of the morning, which was told, is true. Wherefore, shut thou up the vision, for it shall be for what? Many days. So he had that vision, but it was shut up until many days, and then it was revealed as we went through there. In Revelation chapter 10, it says, verse 4, and when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. So there's times in the Word of God that God spoke to people, and he told them, write, you know, think about it, write it down, but don't expose it, don't write it, shut it up, because it's not for the time. Now, John, the Revelator, wrote the book of Revelations for this time period over here. Isn't it interesting? They're in that time period over there, and God's still telling John, don't say nothing about it. Revelation 22:10. And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophet of this book, for the time is at what? Now he's telling, hey, go ahead, and it's a hand, reveal it. Daniel, when he's writing, he says, shut it up, because they are not going to understand these things. Now, see that to thee, even to the time. Now, here's something else you got to think about. Daniel chapter 12, verse 9. says, "And he said, Go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end." So when Daniel's writing this book, it's sealed to the time of the end over here. Okay? Chapter 8, verse 17 says, "So he came near where I stood, and when he came, I was afraid and fell upon my face. But he said unto me, Understand, O son of man, for at the time of the end shall be the vision." So all this time period, there's a reason for it's there, and it's not for Daniel to disclose what's going on here. Daniel's a very wise man, is he not? You know, so Satan is even just as wiser, if not wiser, but Satan knows these things, what's coming down the pike, and he still denies what's going to happen. You know that? He's a liar from the beginning. And if he can convince you to say God's word's not true, you're in the tribulation period, you're this, you're that, and you got to remember when Paul was writing the Thessalonians was being lied to, that they was saying that the rapture had already taken place, that you're in the tribulation period, because it's much like today. If you think about it, some things may not be coming down right for you, and you're like, oh man, all this tribulation and wrath. No, I posed a question several weeks ago about the wrath of man and the wrath of God. In the dispensation of grace of God, you don't have the wrath of God pouring out on you. You can have the wrath of man. Man can make you, you know, very unstable. And your thinking and your physical being and all. So just keep that in mind. The word many there, where it says, many shall run to and fro. Now, Daniel chapter 11, verse 33 says, "And they that understand among the people shall instruct many. Yet they shall fall by the sword and by flame and captivity and by spoils many days." Now, who is that many? Now, Daniel's talking about a time over here. Who is that many that Daniel would be talking about? It would be the believing remnant that believes. At the beginning of this, there's 144,000 priests, male virgins of Israel, that's going to go out to preach a gospel. They're going to believe that gospel. That many will be. Not all. You got to keep thinking about that. When Lord Jesus Christ came to this earth, He came, He said, "I came and shed my blood for many." That's not everybody, guys. Many of us are wearing glasses. All of us are not. So He came to die for the many wearing glasses. I noticed my wife just put hers on just now. But anyway, I'm just joking. But think about that for a minute. You don't understand and you don't get that Christ died for all until you get to Paul's message, that He did die for all. And it happened back here in Calvary. But Isaiah chapter 29, Isaiah chapter 29, verse 18 says, "And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. The meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel." See, there's going to be a time over here where the deaf's going to hear. Didn't Lord Jesus Christ, when He came to this earth, didn't He come to where the deaf will hear and the blind will see the sight and all that stuff? Did it happen altogether there? No. Some did. Okay? And some believed it. And some, listen, there's a gospel today, and I keep bringing this up, that says people that the blinders will be taken off and they can hear a glorious gospel and they will believe it in their heart and they're saved from any of this time period over here. Or that second death. So listen, today you need to have your blinders off. I know people that are saved. They trust Christ died for the sins and buried and rose again. But they still ignore, they have blinders on, they ignore what God is doing through the Apostle Paul for the body of Christ. They want to be over here in this time period, in time's past, live in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They skip over the dispensation of the grace of God right here. They just totally skip over it. And they want to come right back over here and live in this time period. This is the dispensation of grace. God is not imputing trespasses and sin. It's grace and mercy. What time period outside of the fullness of the kingdom to come over here, when it's all said and done, new heaven and earth, that you would want to be in right now? You know? But anyway, Isaiah 32:3 says, "And the eyes of them that shall not be dim, and the ears of them that hear shall hearken." There is going to be a time for Israel to understand some things right now. Right now, they're down here with everybody else, the Gentiles. And there's some strange doctrines going out there in this church age that we're in that have you believing all kinds of stuff. Better wake up, guys. Don't sleep. Matthew 24:14 says, "And the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." We broke this down in Matthew before. Romans 10:18, Paul is talking through the saved Israelites, Romans 9:10-11, is telling them what God is doing in the dispensation of grace, because this little flock over here that was saved under Peter's ministry over here, okay, in early Acts period, they're saved, they're going over here. Paul gets saved outside of this ministry, and he's explaining some things in Romans 9:10-11, and he says in Romans 10:18, says, "But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words into the ends of the world." Their message back there in the times past was out there. Paul's message in "but now" is out there. There's going to be a message over here in ages to come. It's going to be out there, and they'll be able to hear it. Revelation 14:6 says, "And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having an everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment has come, and worship Him that made heaven and earth and sea and fountains of waters." That everlasting gospel is going to be preached out there, and they're going to hear it and believe it. Go back to Daniel chapter 12, verse 5. Daniel chapter 12, verse 5. "Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood another two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river. And the one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, How long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he had held up his right hand and held up his left hand into heaven, and sware by Him that liveth forever, that it shall be for the times and times and a half, and when it have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things will be" what? Finished. Now, who do you suppose is the man, clothed in linen, standing on water? That's right, the Lord Jesus Christ. Only God can stand on water. Okay? Only God can calm the seas. Jesus Christ stood on water. Okay? He's God. This is God here. This is Lord Jesus Christ. That man is the same one in Daniel chapter 10, verse 5, when we read, he says, "Then I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of your past. His body was like the beryl. His face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like the color to polished brass, and the voices of his words like the voices of multitudes." That's the Lord. Okay? He's out there projecting. He's out there voices of multitudes. Okay? Ezekiel 9:2 says, "And behold, six men came the way of the higher gate, which lieth towards the north, and every man a slaughter weapon in his hand. And one man among them was clothed with linen, with a writer's inkhorn by his side, and they went in and stood beside the brazen altar. Revelation 15:6 says, "And the seventh angel came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen, and having the breast girded in golden girdles." You can't turn that fast, but for $3.99, you can get this tape. Just joking, guys. I know I go extremely fast because I like to try to get through some verses, but I do apologize that. It is the Lord Jesus Christ, what Daniel's seeing here, okay? You with me? That's wonderful because you can see the Lord all through the Bible before he came incarnated in the flesh, okay? Daniel chapter 12, verse 8. Daniel chapter 12, verse 8. "And I heard, but I understood not. Then saith I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things?" See, even Daniel, getting these visions, and God is telling him what to write, he's wanting to understand, when shall the end of these things? You know, we're coming to the end of captivity. Daniel has been in captivity for 70 years. He was, remember when he was a young lad when he went there. Now he's an old guy out there, and he's got hope, and he's sharing a hope that these people's going to go in their promised land over there. And even Daniel didn't get it right here. That's why Peter says in 1 Peter that the prophets wrote the things down, but they didn't understand what they're writing, and a lot of things. Okay, we can understand what they're writing today. You have a completed Word of God. You know that. Those empty pages back here in the back are not for God telling you further revelations. God spoke everything He wants us to know right here in this book. And we have it from cover to cover, from Genesis to Revelation. All the Bible's for us, but not all of it's to you. Okay? You have to remember that. You can be scriptural, but you got to be dispensational. So they could not figure it out. They didn't know what it signified. Till maybe later on, when people started understanding what Daniel wrote, that type of thing, and what Peter wrote and what James wrote and all that good stuff. And they didn't know what manner of time it was. You have to remember. See, here's the significance with this. Lord Jesus Christ taught 12 apostles that they're going to sit on 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes over here in the kingdom. He taught them what to do. He taught them what to say. He gave them a constitution, the Beatitudes. That's the constitution. The Sermon on the Mount is the constitution for the kingdom. The Sermon on the Mount is not the constitution for you and I in the dispensation of grace. So, he taught them, and then all of a sudden, he's going to die. And what did he tell Peter? "Get behind me, Peter. Okay, get behind me, Satan. Okay, he must go to Jerusalem and at the hands of the Gentiles be delivered up." They didn't like that because, hey, here's the king. And in order to be a king, you've got to have a kingdom, and they're waiting on that. So Jesus Christ dies, was buried, and rose again. He comes back to Peter now. And in Acts chapter 1, verse 6, the first question in the Bible in that aspect is, when will you again restore the kingdom to who? Israel. So they didn't know anything what Jesus Christ was talking about, yet what Jesus Christ was talking about was written in Isaiah 53 and Psalms 22. So you've got to remember things. You've got to remember things like Nicodemus. You must be born again. When the Lord Jesus Christ rebuked Nicodemus, said, "You are a master. You should know these things." He's referring to a time period over there where he's going to put flesh and bones on people and they're going to be born again, just like over here. Okay? Daniel chapter 12, verse 9. Daniel chapter 12, verse 9. "And he said, Go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried." Guess what? Guess where they're going to go? They're going to be taken out of here, like Matthew 24 and 23 and 25 says, right? No. They're going into what? The kingdom over here. They're going to be purified and walk right in that kingdom over there. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Professing themselves to be wise, they become fools. That's what the wicked is doing today. There's people out there that hates God so much that they're doing everything they can to destroy themselves. That's, you know, it's just sad. It really is. You know what? Many of us have been down that avenue. Probably at one time we was lost, dying, going to hell. We denied God, and we heard a gospel. We couldn't save ourselves. And we heard that Christ Jesus came to this earth and died, was buried, and rose again. We trusted that. He saved us. He sealed us. He sanctified us. And we're not going through no wrath. We're not going to this place down here in the dispensation of grace. That is why in Matthew 13, Jesus said it was not for those people, those religious leaders, but for you, little flock. He says in Matthew 13, I'll read this, verse 10, and the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? You know what his answer was? Verse 11, he answered and said to them, because it is given unto you, not me, talking about the 12, talking about the little flock, because it was given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it was given not. And that's why, if you think about the way we speak the Word of God, rightly divided, you got to say, man, you act like it's just so simple. All I have to do is believe. Yeah. That's all they did. They believed the Word. They believed the words that came out of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they believed that. In the parables, they started understanding the parables. I don't speak parables. I might speak Southern Appalachian English. But anyway, he spoke in parables so the wicked could not get it. The wise will get it then at the future time. Okay? Remember the book of Matthew? You remember what the book of Matthew was all about? It's about portraying Jesus as who? King. And what time period would that been? Here or over here? Ages to come. That's why he's telling them over here, because this wicked through here, let me close this back up, this wicked through here would not understand this time period. But there's going to be people that's going to understand. So Daniel chapter 12, verse 11. And from the time that the daily sacrifices shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be a 1,200 and what? 90 days. You should underline that. That gives a 30-day grace period, not grace period, time period, before the 1,260 days in the middle of the week. We already looked at that. So you have the middle week, right here, middle week, right here. 3.5 years on this side, 3.5 years on that side. And it is better to end those things at the end and over here than count backwards. So, in other words, they will have that to identify the time with. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ is talking about this time period. I don't understand that time period, but it's there. That time period has nothing to do with the dispensation of grace of God, but we're studying it when people can understand what's going on over here after we're out of here. Verse 12, blessed is he that waiteth and come to the 1,350, what? 5 and 30 days. There's another number. I thought we was dealing with 1,290 days. This is 1,335 days, and he says, blessed is he that wait and comes to that one. So, you know, it's going to go over here. It's going to go over 75 days past the 1,260 days. And you have an extra 75 days. I don't think it's going to be wrath. What could it be? Okay? He says, blessed is he that waiting through the tribulation and gets to that point at the end of that extra 75 days. So, Daniel 12:12 says, blessed is he that waiteth. That blessing is the blessing of the Abrahamic covenant. Go to Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25. Notice what the blessing is. Matthew chapter 25, verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him. Has that happened yet? Has the Son of Man come in all His glory with all His holy angels yet? Then He shall sit upon the throne of His glory. Where's that at? Over here. And before Him shall be gathered all nations, and He shall separate one from another, as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. And He shall set the sheep on the right hand, and the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them that are on the right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of what? The world. Now notice something here. Verses 31 and 32, that's ages to come, guys. The Lord Jesus Christ did not come in His glory with all His angels right here. He was born of a virgin. The Lord Jesus Christ comes into Jerusalem on a donkey, okay? He comes over here riding a white horse with all His angels and stuff. So you got to understand where you were at, that this has nothing to do with you and I, but there's a time period, 75 more days on top of that wrath, that's going to be something to happen. He said, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the what? Kingdom. That's that little flock over here. That's these people over here that followed Him into this through this tribulation. They waited through this tribulation. The nations come, them that bless thee I will bless. Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit a kingdom. Exactly 75 days at the end of the week, you have an inauguration of the kingdom. You see that? Now, you have the Lord Jesus Christ, when the Lord comes, stands before all the redeemed over here, invites them to come and enter the kingdom. Right here. That's here on this earth. You and I are not here. You and I are in the heavenly places. We already talked about the cleansing of the heavens. The body of Christ goes out. So, I better open this up so if you're just tuning in, you can see that in the dispensation of grace, it's not this earthly kingdom over here. In the dispensation of grace, God is forming a body, a believer. He takes us out. He sets us in the heavenly places. That's what the Bible says. Then the king shall say unto them on the right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundations of the world. Go to Ephesians. Hold that thought for 1 second. Go to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians is a book for the body of Christ in the dispensation of grace. Matthew is a book of the kingdom program for the prophecy program in the dispensation of kingdom. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Right now, if you're saved, you have all spiritual blessings. He's already done deal. You don't have to keep praying and asking God to bless you. He already has blessed you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as He hath chosen us in Him before what? the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame and before Him in love. There's something from the foundations of the world and something before the foundation. Which came first? The chicken or egg? Just joking. Before came before from. So God had this dispensation of grace hid in Himself before all that took place. God had this dispensation of grace hid in Him before the foundations of the world. You're something special, people. You're something peculiar to understand where you're at in the dispensation of grace, and we should be ecstatic about that. Then I say 2 Timothy 1:9. I've got this written down. Let's see what this says. 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. Who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Man, I hope you guys are getting this. The dispensation of grace was before the world began. The prophecy program, which everybody in the world wants to be involved in, is from the foundations of the world. And you see how Satan is using that to keep your mind away from who you're supposed to be in dispensation of grace. But look, getting back to Daniel chapter 12 right quick. It seems to be an inauguration procedures are being taken care of during that 75-day grace period. There's nothing could ever be like when you inaugurate a president of the United States and him walking down 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and thousands of people cheering him on, or, you know, that type of thing. What a great day that is for any nation that inaugurates thing. But we inaugurate President of the United States and the Queen and the King of England. Don't you think that the Lord Jesus Christ, when it's all said and done, can get inaugurated? Amen. You know, here I am. He's coming in with great glory, and the angels coming down saying, I am Him. Because you got to remember, during this time period, who was sitting on a throne pretending that it was God and convinced everybody outside that little remnant that he was God? The Antichrist. And here comes God with all His glory, with all His angels, with all, you know, it's just going to be a wonderful event. You're in the heavenlies up here going to watch this stuff. There will be a beginning, the inauguration of the kingdom on earth. Over and over, the Old Testament, you find these kinds of things. Let's look at some of them. You got a few minutes with me? You mind sticking around just for a few more minutes? For example, Psalms 22, and I'll run through these quite rapidly. In Psalms 22, there's really not verses you can look at, so just keep this in frame of what these books are about, or chapters about. Psalms 22 is a psalm about the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is psalms that portrays Him as the good shepherd laying down His life. Psalms 23 demonstrates Him as a great shepherd who watches over and takes care of His sheep as they go through the valley of the shadow of death. First you have the cross, the crucifixion, and then you have the rod and the shaft protecting them, taking care of them in the valley of the shadow of death. So He's walking them through some things over here. Notice I said them. Then Psalms 24, you have the chief shepherd, the second coming of Christ, who is the King of glory. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. That's a welcoming Him. Here He is. And the inauguration, crucifixion, rejection, suffering, tribulation, glory. You think about that yourself. Could you go through that? You know what I mean? I think of certain leaders that we've had and have, that they get persecuted every day, but yet they're still standing there proclaiming what they want to do for you. That's the Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ walking down through here. He is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Then this is happening over and over, okay? The book of Psalms praises and admiration of God and always looks over to that kingdom period. Psalm 44 says the tribulation psalm from one end to the other. Verses 19 to 22, you have the tribulation, the shadow of death, then the second coming of Jesus Christ in verses 23 and 25. Psalms 45, you have the king coming in his array and his queen coming to meet him, and they go out to this marriage. Psalms 46, you have the great feast, the advent, the inauguration, the city of God, the God in the midst, the Lord is exalted in all the earth. Over and over you see the sufferings of the Messiah, tribulation for the nation, glory to follow. That's going to be a wonderful day, a wonderful day. Go back to Daniel chapter 12. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days. Verse 13, but go thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of these days. You have to remember when he says, go thy way till the end, for thou shalt rest. Daniel is upward to 90 years old, and he's going to die. He's going to rest. He's going to sleep in the dust of the earth. That's what death does, doesn't it? But you will stand in the lot at the end of these days. That the lot is the inheritance. Joshua cast lots, gave lots to the 12 tribes of Israel when they got in the promised land. They cast lots on Matthias. Okay? That's an inheritance. This is what you're getting. What if we should do that today with our kids? Here's what you're getting. Oh, two pennies. Okay. But anyway, you squandered all your inheritance. But God has promised them an inheritance, and that was given them by lot. He is going to get his inheritance. Daniel waited 70 years and was didn't find no error in him, basically. Okay? In Ezekiel 48, is Matthew 19, Luke 19, the position of rank and authority and governmental positions they will get over there in a kingdom program. Daniel is an Old Testament saint, guys. And the Old Testament saints be resurrected in the beginning of this kingdom over there. Matthew 8 says, verse 11, and I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and the west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Old Testament saints, are going to be in that kingdom. That promise over here, the dispensation of promise, was about inheriting some land and eternal life over here. We're, in a sense, have that faith of inheritance and a promise in the heavenly places. And if you're dead, you will be resurrected. That's a hope. Listen, people die every day, don't they? Could you imagine dying? One, dying without knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and having no hope. Can I remind you of a passage that I was, and maybe you too, in Ephesians chapter 2? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2 says, wherein in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince and power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Personally, that's who I was. Personally, that's who you are. If you're not saved today, look at verse 11 over here. Wherefore, remember that ye been in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called a circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. When you die without a hope, that can be most miserable. That would be most miserable. Because you know what? This is where you're going to spend eternity. And if you read the next verses, what I just read, but now, those who may nigh. Jesus Christ died for us, Gentiles. Christ died for Israel, the lost Israel and the saved Israel. But you have to make that decision and you have to believe. You know, all the time you hear people say, well, why'd God send this person to hell? Well, God don't send nobody to hell. Amen. You choose that by denying. Luke 13:28 says, and then shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And when ye see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourself thrust out, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and all the prophets are going to be there. The Old Testament resurrection will be taking place at the beginning of the kingdom over here. They're going to be there. And he says to Daniel, you will stand in the lot at the end of the days. The end of days. That's the very goal of prophecy. The kingdom. The inheritance, entrance into the kingdom. That is what prophecy is about in the Bible. And what a way to finish the book of Daniel's prophecy as knowing what this is going to be over here. That's hope, guys. That's hope for that nation Israel. That's hope. Our hope lies in Jesus Christ, what He did at Calvary. And our hope is to be taken out in the catching away. He places us in heavenly places, made to sit in heavenly places. And if you today have not trusted Christ died for your sins and buried and rose again, you need to do so today. There's no guarantee you're going to be here in the next 5 minutes. There's no guarantee you're going to be here tomorrow. Okay? And all you have to do is trust Christ died for your sins and was buried and rose again. And believe it in your heart. And He takes care of you, doesn't He? We got a hope, guys, that surpasses all understanding. Father, once again, thank you for the time. Thank you for the things you've given us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Once again, let me remind you of our this will be on YouTube and our Facebook page live always. DispensationalBibleChurch.org. That's our website. Keep this in thought and prayer, guys. This is our new flyer. We're targeting a 50-mile radius, as I was saying earlier. Coming to Southeast Ohio. It's a King James Bible believing dispensational church, and you will learn things like this. You will be able to understand your Bible. You won't be afraid to handle the Bible. You got Bible questions. There's Bible answers and all. So keep that in thought and prayer. And if you know anybody within the area, let them know that we're here. We're moving forward and proclaiming the good news of the gospel, the grace of God, and we're just excited about that. So this ends Daniel after, what, a year and a half, maybe 2 years, 18, 19. Well, it's not December yet. Well, almost 2 years worth of. So I'm not sure if I'll come back and give you some questions next week just to see where you've been all for the last almost 2 years. My desire is to either teach 7 hours through the Bible or the fundamentals of dispensationalism. And that's going to be a good study in itself, and it's going to take some time, because what we'll do, we're going to walk through all the fundamentals of dispensational truths in the Bible. And to me, I think that's very important. So if you can, come and join us. If not, we'll see you this time next week. Grace and peace.